All right, you guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to a bonus episode of the Queen's Table podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today I am, I'm late getting this episode out. But listen, you guys, the last episode was 2 hours long. Did you finish that one? If you didn't finish it, then you've got plenty of things to listen out for. Right now, I don't know what's going on with the Anchor platform. It's not letting me get into the app, and the recording sounds like really, really, really bad when I record from the computer. So I am trying out a new method. I hope it works because holy shit, I just don't want to have to rethink how I'm gonna do this show. So, with all of that being said, so it did take me quite a while to come out with another episode. Obviously, I've been wrapped up in the Kendrick and Drake beef, just like everybody else. And I wanted it to end before I say anything about it because literally every time I had a talking point, it fucking changed because somebody else ended up dropping. So now I can pretty confidently believe that it's all done. It's all over with. Fairly confident that it's all over with. We don't know yet, though. Last night, I believe somebody threw out another diss track last night. Not Kendrick, not Drake. Producer beef. So, it's still kind of continuing a little bit, but I don't really think that Drake or Kendrick are either one of them are going to actually say anything. Now that everything has died down, I wanted to kind of give my 3 cents on the whole thing. Obviously, this was a moment, but I have thoughts. I have so many thoughts. I'm not going to go too deep into the actual rap beef. I don't want to go too deep into the actual rap beef because there are so many other much more talented content creators that can explain this beef a hell of a lot better than I ever could. But just a handful of things that I've noticed nobody else is really talking about. So, okay. As far as the Kendrick dating young women, young girls, the whole pedophilia claim, do you guys not remember when Drake was on this whole, and I'm not calling these women old ladies. I'm not even calling this age old lady age, but he was getting a lot of shit a couple of years back for dating older women. And he was going through this old lady phase. Do y'all not remember that? So it shocked the shit out of me whenever, this whole pedophile thing and him being so very attracted to young girls. I don't know. I don't know. Did he do that before or after the whole? I've never been a Drake fan. I've never followed him. I don't know what that man does. You know what I mean? I do remember something like he took some athlete's mom out on a date, a very public date, and he spent a fuck ton of money on her. I don't know. Maybe it's, he caught so much shit for it that he, did a complete spin around and decided to go the opposite direction. But apparently this shit has been happening for years. So maybe the old lady phase was just a cover. I don't know. The thing about it is this, and I know what I'm about to say, a lot of people are not going to be very happy with it. It is what it is. You can have your own opinion. This is mine. I don't think that it was fair for Kendrick to call Drake a pedophile. Let me cook, okay? Let me cook. Yes, What Drake does is absolutely fucking creepy as shit, all right? And somebody need to watch that man. That this is not to say he should not be watched. He absolutely should be watched. But I will go as far as to say that man is possibly a groomer. Okay, it looks like surface level, it looks like you're grooming children, because he will wait until the second that somebody turns 18 and then start dating them. And it's like, and he's been hanging around since they were like 14, 15, 16 years old. And now that they're 18, he's like, yeah, now let's go. Like, whoa, that's fucking weird. That's weird as shit. That's weird as shit, and it's fucked up, and it's weird, and no, okay? I'm not condoning that at all. I'm not condoning any of this shit. But what I am saying is that he has not broken any laws, as far as we know, based off of what Kendrick said in the diss tracks and based off of what the internet has dug up already. He has not committed any crime. It's fucked up and it's weird as shit. I'm not saying that it isn't, okay? I'm saying he's very crafty. He gets around them super young. I haven't seen anything to allude that he's doing anything with these very young girls. But as soon as they turn 18, he's like right there. And it is legal for him to do that. Now, here's the thing. If you don't like the fact that in some states, the age of consent is 17, some states it's 16. I think in Canada it's 16. Across seas, it's around about that age. If you have an issue with the age of consent, take that up with your elected leaders. Okay? Like, you can't just call someone a pedophile. Like, a groomer? Yeah. He grooms, abso-fucking-lutely, but pedophile is a bit far. Pedophile is a bit far because when you hear the word pedophile, the connotations around that, you're thinking kitty diddler. You're thinking the worst of the worst of the everything. And I'm not saying that Drake being around these young girls isn't a bad thing. It's a very bad fucking thing. Where are their parents? It's a bad thing. He shouldn't be around them. That's weird. But as weird as it is and as fucked up as it is legal. So that's really the only major pushback that I would have, you know, to say about Kendrick. Kendrick got this. Kendrick, he won it. Obviously. And if you think that Drake won this, you are fucking delusional. I'm sorry, but you should probably go and seek help because you're delusional. He didn't win. He got washed. Then he was supposed to drop this past Monday. He didn't drop because of all of the drama that happened at his home in Toronto. The security guard got shot. He's still alive, but he was shot in the chest. See, he was shot in the chest. And now there's other people that are, you know, being arrested at his house. They were trying to burgle or whatever. But, and they got caught and they're taken into custody. So there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there right now. Trying to decipher whether or not this is Kendrick's team that did the shooting or if it was Drake who did it. Because, I mean, if you kind of really think about it, you know, the higher-ups had to beg Kendrick to stop. Like, stop feeding on this man. We have to make money off of him. And you're taking him out. Yeah, that happened. So, but Kendrick, he owns all of his masters. He owns all of his shit. Drake does not. Drake has to play ball. Kendrick ne doesn't necessarily have to do that. So he does have a publishing deal, but it's just publishing. It's not necessary. That's why he was able to drop all of that shit on YouTube for free. And to not look like a bitch or whatever. He was gonna drop, but like they're saying, the word on the street is that he set up this whole shooting in order to get out of having to drop on Monday. Because whatever he was gonna drop, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, he doesn't have to drop it in order for all of us to know it was gonna be trash. It was gonna be trash. When I say it was gonna be trash, I'm not saying that Drake is trash. Drake is not trash. Drake is not trash. Do you really think that Kendrick Lamar would have gone up against a trash rapper? Do you have any idea how many people, how many of his sons be trying to call him out, but they're just not anywhere near the stratosphere? If Drake wasn't good, Kendrick would not have done anything. This wouldn't have gotten to him so bad. Drake's good. Kendrick's better. Kendrick's better. Kendrick's better. Kendrick's better. So I know that I had heard a lot of commentary about the whole slavery line. There's a ton of really, really great commentators. If you want to go and check that out, I'd highly suggest go and do that. There's really nothing more that I can say that hasn't already been said. So, with all of that being said, you guys, I have but one question, okay? I have but one question, just one. Just one. And it's a real simple question because, as amazing and as wonderful and as culture shifting as this was for all of us, because this extended rap culture, okay, hip hop, this extended, it extended well beyond that. Everybody was talking about this shit. And it's going to be talked about for years to come. Where were you when Kendrick body slammed Drake? So it as amazing as it was the most entertaining, well-performed distraction that we have had in a very long time. So my question is, what are they trying to distract us from? What is it? What do you not want us to see? Because see, like, here's the thing. Okay, let me backtrack just a little bit here. So when I say a distraction, I don't mean that both Kendrick and Drake concocted this plan to have this massive beef, right? I don't think that they were even aware that they were a part of this massive scheme. I believe we're gonna get into conspiracy corner time. I believe that, of course, there is a cabal, if you will, an Illuminati of people, whatever you want to call it. There's a group of folks that really be running shit. Okay? This is how I think. I think that they don't manufacture these types of things. I think that they have plenty of different people in plenty of different areas of plenty of different industries. Music and entertainment, you know, acting, all of that stuff. I think they have people in big business. They have people, you know, in large factories. Okay. They have people all over the place. And I think that these people, what their job is to stay close to the darling, stay close to the one that's getting all of the attention. Okay. Stay close to Drake, stay close to Kendrick, stay close to them. And when the time is right, when we need a major distraction, something that they'll never see coming. Okay. All you got to do is just wait. Wait for some shit to happen. Just wait for some shit to happen. Kendrick and Drake have been beefing for years. Metro's been beefing with tons of people for years. Like, this is not a brand new thing. This didn't start with one song. This goes beyond rap. Like, they have real life beef. And have had it for a long time. So when J. Cole and Drake hop on First Person Shooter and shout out Kendrick, he didn't like that. He was like, hey, wait a minute, hold up. No, fuck the big three, nigga. It's just the big me. We know that. Come on. Honestly, I don't even think that he would have came out with that had somebody not have been in his ear to do that. Somebody knew that Drake or knew that J. Cole was going to put that in the lyrics, because the lyrics passed by tons of eyes. Okay. Somebody saw that. They had the opportunity to say, hey, don't say Kendrick name. Because he don't like neither one of you niggas. Don't say Kendrick name. Don't say that. Normally, you would have somebody there to do that. But these particular people that are, their position is to be close to these superstars, these mega stars. What their job is to egg shit on. Okay. We need a distraction right now. Okay, cool. J. Cole just said something about Kendrick. Hey, Kendrick don't like them. Just don't say anything. Just let it slide. Let him say it. And it's going to piss Kendrick off. And then over in Kendrick's camp, man, you really just going to sit up there and be compared to these two fucking light-skinned niggas? Hell no. You better get out there. You better get on the fucking mic. You better get in that motherfucking studio and say some motherfucking words. That's how that went. That's how that went. And with every single track that dropped, they were hyped more and more and more and more and more. So that way, it can distract us from what's really going on. Example, okay? You want a good example of when have we ever been distracted by something? Okay. Let me... There are a ton of conspiracy theories around 9/11. I don't want to get into that, okay? Because it's a fucking rabbit hole. Let's not get into that. For once, we're going to actually take what the government said at face value, right? That it was these dudes that hijacked the plane and they ran it into the World Trade Centers and to the Pentagon and it fucked a bunch of shit up, right? Okay, that's what we're supposed to believe. That's the narrative, right? Okay, if we're going based off of that narrative, why the fuck was we in Iraq? Why? Because those people that hijacked the plane, They were from Saudi Arabia. So why the fuck was we in Iraq? Oh, that's right, because we didn't have any deals with Iraq, but we had deals with Saudi Arabia. And if we claim that y'all niggas got weapons of mass destruction, yo, we cheap gas for the next 20 years. Okay? Not only that, it wasn't just because of the oil. Okay? Not just because of the oil. What else came out of what happened on 9/11? We got a lot of shit out of that. TSA strapped the fuck up, and now they can pull you aside for whatever. And pull you aside for whatever. We got the fucking Patriot Act. The Patriot Act, guys, came out of this shit. So, and a whole lot more. Let's not even go down the list. Let's just say Patriot Act and just let that be the thing. Okay? Fuck all the other shit that the US government gained from 9/11. Fuck all of that. Let's just say the Patriot Act. That right there in and of itself is fucked up enough. Why is the government spying on its own citizens when these niggas was from Saudi Arabia, if that's what you want us to believe? All right. Okay. Okay. So I don't, let's say it wasn't the US government. Let's say there was no bombs at in the basement of the World Trade Center at all. Let's say jet fuel melts steel beams. Let's just say all of that is true. Okay, fine. Fuck it. Whatever. We'll go by that narrative. Here's the thing. Do you really think that the CIA had no idea that these planes were getting hijacked by a couple of Saudis that barely had like flight training? Let me take that back. I think like one or two of them was in the military or something, did something with planes. I think one or two of them did have some flight background, but the rest of them, not so very much. You know, these weren't genius masterminds here. Do you really think the CIA did not have a single idea that there were sleeper cells in America that were planning on doing this? Oh, we just had no idea. They did it right under our nose. Really? Okay. Because that doesn't seem feasible at all. They knew that this attack was going to happen. Look at, oh my God, there are so many different angles here. All of our military planes that were supposed to be in that area were off doing drills that pretty much simulated exactly what had happened, but in another area, somewhere the fuck else, far away from the World Trade Centers. So that way they couldn't get shot the fuck down. Do you really think that we don't have the capacity to shoot down incoming fucking come on. This is America. Of course we could shoot them motherfuckers down. But just kidding, because they were way the fuck over there. Go look it up. Google it. Don't take my word for it. Google it. They was far the fuck away. I don't think that it always has to be a manufactured thing. All you really have to do is just sit back and wait. Because if you wait long enough, some shit's gonna fucking happen. And although you may not need some shit to pop off right then and there, you can put that shit in your back pocket and pull it out when you do need it. Like this Kendrick and Drake. That's all this is. It's a psyop. This is all this is. It's to distract us. Distract us from what, though? That's my question. That is the burning question that I have. So you think you got to look around. What else is going on in the world? What else is going on in the world? Well, you guys have heard me talk about the red heifers. And if you haven't, you should probably go back and listen to me talk about the red heifers. But there were originally five of the red heifers that got sent over into Israel right before Hamas lost their absolute shit. Because they know the prophecy. So they freak the fuck out. They're like, fuck no. We know what the fuck you're doing. You're not doing that shit. So they freak the fuck out. And then they started killing people. But so yeah, because those cows were brought over. So the cows, there were five original. There's only four now because one of them was disqualified. Disqualified? It was disqualified? Okay, where's the cow now? How now, brown cow? Where's the cow now? Where's the heifer? Where is it? Where'd it go? Because y'all said that it had a couple of black hairs that grew in. Where is it? Show me. If it's dead, show me the steak. Let me see it. What it look like? What it look like? Where the skin at? Just let me see the skin. It's okay. Just let me see it. I just want to lay my eyes on it. Because I don't think y'all disqualified that motherfucker. I think y'all went ahead and sacrificed that bitch. That cow been sacrificed, y'all. It's been done, been sacrificed. It's been done, been sacrificed. It's gone. It got burnt up. They burnt it. It's ashes now. You have to do the ceremony of the sacrifice before, and that is what cleanses the priest. The priest has to be clean before the altar can be built on the Temple Mount. Now, here's the thing. This is another thing that I'm not really hearing a lot of people talk a whole lot about. So, up underneath the Temple Mount, because like at its gates, it's been, you know, bricked up with cinder, or not cinder, concrete. They've poured concrete over the east entrance, and they also put a graveyard right there too. So that way, whatever does come down from the sky is supposed to come through the east entrance. It's not going to be able to. First, you got to get through the concrete, which if it's coming down from the sky, I think you can probably get through the concrete. But the cemetery, the graveyard, an ethereal being can't like touch the soil of the dead type of thing. Like traditional Muslims and Jews and probably some Christians, you can't touch a dead body. Like that will make you unclean and you got to do a whole bunch of shit to rectify it. You can't touch a dead body. That is a major no-no. So to walk on the ground of a bunch of dead bodies, that's a huge no-no. And whatever ethereal being that comes down is not going to be able to do it. And obviously, so, you know, the Muslims, they control the Temple Mount. Here's the thing. There's an area close by the Temple Mount in which I don't know if it's Israeli, but I'll say controlled by the Jewish people. Okay. So there's this area that's controlled by them. And what they did was they decided to dig a tunnel straight under the Temple Mount. Yeah. So I don't know. Because like those super duper specific instructions on what to do, how to burn things, where to burn it, which direction to face while you're doing all of this shit. Like, all of that stuff is in, like, damn near it's the original language. I've never read that shit. I've never attempted to read that. I don't know what it say. I know that it's in there, but I don't know what it say. Okay? If you know, let me know. But I don't know if it say that it has to be on top of the Temple Mount. What if it can go, what if it can go up underneath it? What if it can go up underneath it? So if they've already sacrificed the red heifer, then the priest is already cleansed. I'm sure they are well on their way to building that temple. It could be a small structure. We don't fucking know. We don't know. It could be a very small structure. We don't know. I don't know the measurements. I'm sure they know what the measurements are supposed to be. If there's any guidelines to that, it could be like a little miniature temple. You don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. But it could be. And if that's their loophole, then holy fucking shit. Soon as the Muslims find out, we're fucked. We're all fucked. Keep playing in these people's faces. And so we have one missing red cow that's unaccounted for. They say that they disqualified it, but they did not tell us where. Did you send it back to Texas? Where is the cow? I want to know. There's that. And then there was Biden's announcement that he is not going to be sending over any more aid, be it financial or weapons-wise, over to Israel anymore. He said, if they go into this one particular territory, but really and truly, he's cutting them off. Like, he's saying it, but he's not saying it because there's a lot of support for Israel here in America. So he can't just come right out and be like, nah, Israel cut the fuck off. But Israel cut the fuck off. Israel cut off. And Netanyahu knows that. So the president over there of Israel, he knows that he's cut the fuck off. And this is not bothering him. This is when it gets real scary, guys, okay? None of this shit bugs him. I'm going to tell you why none of this shit bugs him. None of this shit bugs him because he is a believer in the prophecy as well. And what does the prophecy say? What does the prophecy say about Israel? That all of the nations of the world will rise up against Israel. Now, is America rising up against Israel? I don't think so. But this very well could be the beginning of it. It could be. You never know. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck going on. I don't know. All I know is that Oviho is is going to be the party anthem of the summer. Certified lover boy, certified pedophile. Man, I'm telling you. And then Metro Boomin comes out with BBL jersey. BBL. You don't know me. Yeah, that's that shit right there. I'm so sorry. And it's so fucked up because it's getting stuck in everyone's heads, right? Everybody that has heard that song, it is at some point gotten stuck in your head if it's not already stuck in your head. Did you know? Did you know that when you put certain sounds and certain frequencies together, it can do things to your body? It can change certain atoms and structures and all of that sciencey stuff. Isn't that fun? Isn't that cool? So I kind of have to wonder if everybody in the world, or at least America and parts of Canada, really and truly, it is all around the world. If people from all around the world are singing one song, one melody, one frequency, or several frequencies put together in harmony, you kind of have to wonder, what is that doing to our bodies collectively? Collectively. Like I said, this is the most entertaining distraction ever. What the fuck are they distracting us from? I'm scared. I'm scared. Like, what do we do, you guys? There's nothing. There's nothing you can do. Sorry, hate to be all doom and gloom, but I really hope none of this shit happens. I'm not sitting up here saying that, like that I hope or wish for any of these absolutely terrible things to happen to anybody. I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't wish this on anyone. What's going on over there is terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. And it makes me so much more thankful that I am an American citizen, because as much as we like to criticize this country, no one's chopping your baby's head off. Sorry, hate to get so graphic, but no one is doing that to you. Your family isn't going to kill you if you got raped. So, male or female, if you got raped, you can't bestow shame on your family. And yeah, of course, they have outlawed it. Yeah, they have to. They have to. They've got to outlaw it.
Do you really think just because it's outlawed, it doesn't happen? Cocaine is illegal. Do you really think nobody does cocaine just because it's illegal? No, they're still doing that. They're still doing that. Female circumcisions, they're still doing that. So, it's times like these that I'm really, really am thankful to have been born in this country. But that does not necessarily mean that everything that we are doing is right. It just means it is better than a lot of other places around the world. That's all I'm saying. We're not the best. We're not, we're not performing at our best. I don't think we ever really have. I don't think we ever really can because of capitalism. And don't get too excited, because communism is not the fucking answer either. We need to tear all of this shit down and start from ground zero. Brand new system. Let's go. None of this shit works. None of this shit works. I was asked to speak about politics this episode, and I really don't want to. As far as like elections and things go, I really don't want to do that, because I don't want to influence anyone to do something or not to do something that they were originally not going to do or do. So, but I'll go ahead and say it. I really don't care. I am seriously contemplating not voting this year, not even in my local elections. Now, Reason being is because I've seen a town like Murfreesboro, Tennessee, grow from like a itty bitty teeny tiny one horse town to the bustling city that it is now. For the last like 10 years, it's been on the at least in the top 20 list. Most years it's been in the top 10. Some it's been in the top 5 of the fastest growing cities in America. So I've seen this place grow. I've also seen the leaders this place has chosen. And let me tell you, it is a revolving door of the same fucking bullshit. It is. Look up and Google search. I don't know if you, I haven't done it. I'm asking you guys to do it. Google search how many times the probation office in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, had been sued. I don't think there is one there right now because they've been sued so many times before. Fraud and embezzlement and stealing people's money and then violating them for non-payment. So then they have to go back into jail and then start the whole system all over again. Yeah, that's what they did. They do a lot of other shit too. They just get a lot more sneakier with it. But this is not, and I would implore you to look at your elected officials and ask the questions. Don't just get out there and vote. You can't, if you're going to vote, don't just get out there and vote. If that's all you're going to do, you might as well stay at home too. You have to follow up with these people. I have. And I did not like what I saw. So I would like for you to do the same. And if you don't like what you see, then maybe you've got some decisions that you need to make as well. I'm not hard pressed on it. It's not set in stone. I'm still contemplating. But I'll go ahead and say I really in the fuck don't want to. I don't think anything is going to make me excited to go to the voting booth this year. But if I do go, I'm not going to be excited. I'm not. Not even a little bit. So I'm so sorry, you guys, to be all doom and gloom. But yeah, it's I don't think I have any positive news today. Shit, sorry. Yeah, well, I guess that's it for me, guys. Bye.